Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Audiosyncrasy Podcast, episode number 25, recording on this final week of May in 2008. I'm your host, Jamie Osborne. Thank you so much for joining and downloading this episode to your computer or iPod or however it is you happen to be listening to it. This is a program of beautiful music based on my radio program of the same name that airs on KTEP in El Paso, Texas. So glad you have found the podcast and hope you enjoy this next 25 minutes or so as we explore some of the best independent contemporary instrumental, new age, electroacoustic fusion, however you like to call it. This is beautiful music. On this episode number 25, we're going to enjoy all piano as a number of artists either have new projects coming out or they have just gotten in touch and said hi lately, and that's made me pull out their music and think, oh, you know what, that might be a good podcast track, and thus you have the songs that make up what you'll hear on the 25th episode of the program. We're going to dip back to 1992 and get a solo release from Michael Hollis. Now, you probably remember his beautiful project he did with Joan Zonenrod of the Kronos Quartet called the Lucidity Project, but he's got a couple of solo releases as well, and we're going to listen to one called Stare. Got music from Alison Zopel, one of the most interesting stories in music. Ken Elkinson and Janelaine Eller, both who have new releases coming out very, very soon. And a CD we debuted last week from Michael Doolin, my good friend from Alabama, has got a brand new CD called Follow the River. And it's got some great tracks on it as well. So sit back and enjoy the next 25 minutes or so as we bring you Audiosyncrasy, the podcast, episode number 25. Enjoy. Chasing the Wind, a lovely track from Michael Doolin's new CD, Follow the River, winds up episode 25 of the Audiosyncrasy podcast. Chasing the Wind, a beautiful one from Michael Doolin. Find Michael at michaeldoolin.com or his album's website at equitydigital.com. Beautiful new release called Follow the River. At the top of episode 25, you heard Michael Hollis from CD from 1992, solo piano from him. Stare is the name of that CD, and just a lovely track called Twisted. Birdscanfly.com is where you'll find Michael's music and information. He's also on MySpace at myspace.com/Michael Hollis, H-A-L-A-A-S. He's one of my top friends, so you can just go to my page and click on him there. The second track was Strange Beautiful. Music from Within was the name of Alison Zopel's 2004 release. Alison has one of the most interesting stories about her music. Music from Within means literally that she was in a tragic car accident and was in a coma for quite some time, and the music she heard while she was in that state formed the basis of the tracks heard on Music from Within. Strange, beautiful, beautiful stuff. Musicfromwithin.com and myspace.com/Alison Zopel. In the middle, the title track to Ken Elkinson's most recent release, well, at least I think it is, Opal is the name of Ken Elkinson's title track that you heard there in the middle, kenelkinson.com or myspace.com/kelkinson. Now, the cool thing about that, and the reason I chose that track, is that Ken informed me that he's got a brand new CD on the way, and I'm very glad to hear that. Ken's a longtime supporter of the podcast, and great to have his piano. He plays a beautiful Bösendorfer, and you'll be hearing that on his upcoming release in a couple of weeks. After that, Janelaine Eller, she too has a new CD in the library, or at least on the way. She's got a lot of music in the library as well, and one of the tracks you heard was the title to her most recent release called Threads in the Tapestry. Janelaine.com or myspace.com/Janelaine Eller. All of these artists, by the way, with the exception of Michael Doolin, who we've got to get on MySpace, are all parts of my MySpace friends, and you can find them on my MySpace page at myspace.com/AUDIOSYN. You can listen to this podcast there. Some of you may be listening to it on that page, or you can click on those artists' links within that page and go and listen to some of the most inspirational and new music. A lot of times you're going to hear brand new things that they're working on, tracks in progress, that sort of thing, just by finding MySpace. It gets a bad rap, but for musicians, MySpace.com is a pretty important website. While you're checking out my friends, check out Pete Havey's Mystic Soundscapes or Radio Mystic. He's got a beautiful stream of this kind of music. He tends to focus more on the ambient and the electronic, and there's nothing wrong with that. RadioMystic.com. Or he's a top friend at myspace.com/mysticsoundscapes. By the way, you're hearing a little bit different break music tonight. This from Soundition's latest release, still, soundition.com. This track is called Tide. Well, that's going to wrap up episode 25 of the podcast. I'm Jamie Osborne. I thank you for downloading and enjoying this podcast. I strongly urge you to visit these artists' websites and support them by buying their music and telling your friends about it as well. It's beautiful music, and that's why you've listened to the podcast. I hope you'll let them know that when you get to their website, that Audiosyncrasy is the one who told you about it. All the music heard on the podcast is played with the express written permission of the artists, including this theme, which is Prelude to the Dance from David Lanz and his solo release, Skyline Fire Dance. Now, the reason I say solo release is because it's a two-album set. The one is solo and one is orchestrated. He was always surprised I chose the solo piano version of Prelude to the Dance. DavidLanz.com. Once again, if you'd like to find out more about the music you hear on the program, it's pretty easy to do. If you head to my page at radio.jamieo.com. There is in the upper right a link to an episode listing where you can find out more about it and go back and even listen to some of the older podcasts, including some of the very oldest ones. You can also go to newagereporter.com, click on the playlists tab, and check out the Audio Syncrasy podcast, as well as my Audio Syncrasy radio shows playlists posted there as well, and a number of other sites across the world post their playlists at newagereporter.com. One more time, my MySpace page is myspace.com/audiosyn, and you can email the program at audiosynpodcast@gmail.com. I'm Jamie Osborne. Thank you so much for downloading episode 25. We'll see you in about 2 weeks with another episode of the Audio Syncrasy Podcast. Until then, you have yourselves a good week and enjoy the music.